This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast.
Not gonna get that reference.
I hope not. We're old, man. We're both really old now.
I'm not old.
I'm a whole year older than I was the last time we were recording.
But I'm not old.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
This is episode 166, which is like the longest break ever between two episodes we've ever done.
I think they already know that if they've been listening.
All right. So, hey, real quick, welcome back to the show. It's been a while. We've missed you greatly. If you're listening to us on Spotify, welcome. This is the first new episode we've had for Spotify since we got on there. So this is really cool. Anyway.
You didn't even know how to refer to it. I was like, how we got on there. It's like when we got Spotify.
Yeah, when we got Spotify. So that sounds like some sort of venereal disease.
No,
I got Spotify. I got the Spotify.
No, no, it does not.
All right, man. Hey, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Been
chilling.
I've seen you.
I've just been chilling, waiting.
I think I've seen you 4 times in 3 months.
That'd be about right.
Yeah. But anyway, so things are good. We're rested. We're ready to go. What we're going to do today on this particular episode is we're going to talk about some of the things that we missed, and then we're going to do our best ofs into the year stuff, and then we're going to get into some cool new stuff. Movies and TV shows.
I read comic books.
You didn't read any comics this year.
I read Saga. I finished.
Did you get... Oh, yeah. You texted me when you got to the last page of Volume 9. Yeah.
Like, whatever you do, don't turn to the last page. And I'm like, I don't turn to the last page anyways.
Well, some people do that. They're weird, you know?
Do
I don't
you?
Get it. No. God, okay. No. Never, ever. Well, actually, false, because Marvel puts the digital codes near the last page, so I kind of have to flip through and try and not look at anything to get to the digital code.
So, note to Marvel, put the digital codes in the front of the book?
Please. Please. DC puts it on the very last page, but like there's nothing on that page, which
is kind
of nice.
Or maybe they want you to actually read the comic book.
I do. On my iPad.
I don't know. They want you to read the comic book.
Anyway. All right, so you finished Saga, right? I've read the hell out of Darth Vader.
When's it supposed to come back?
Sometime in 2019.
Oh, okay.
So I do not know yet. But Darth Vader is coming to an end.
Again?
The current run, the Charles Soule.
Again?
Well, they're just doing these volumes. They're doing these 25-episode volumes, which is kind of what we asked for like 2 years ago when we're like, forget doing canon books. Just do like cool
I didn't ask
like,
for it that
stories.
Way, though.
But I honestly, I've between the first volume.
If that's the case, just do trade paperbacks.
That would be cool. Yeah. Just do like three graphic novels, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like kind of what they do with Avatar.
Yeah, yeah.
Every six months they come out with a new one.
Do a giant hardcover if people want to collect the giant hardcover.
That would be awesome. All right, so while we were gone, Stan Lee passed away. Totally
I did
sucks.
Not kill him while we were gone.
Really? Because you were not home when he died.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, that sucks, man. And I texted you. I was like, do you think we should come back and do a special?
You know,
yeah.
His wife died.
Well, he was 95 and he'd been having health issues. And
95 and the wife dies, you know, so you're not, it's not, it's the same as George Bush just passing away.
Yeah.
Barbara passed away earlier in the year.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where when it's somebody who's been married that long and the wife passes away,
they're
going like,
soon.
I'm like, take your bets, take your bets.
Yeah.
Which month they gonna die this year?
The Deadpool.
The Deadpool. Yeah.
It's just a shame because the last few months of his life were just shrouded in just nonsense, right? Between people,
I think things have been settled,
grubbing like, for money, and
most recently, you know, but the beginning of the year was like when it got really bad.
So people accusing him of things and all of that. But, you know, in all honesty, though, Stan Lee meant a lot to both of us because we loved the characters he created, and he was a huge part of our you know, ongoing childhoods that are our
Stan
lives.
Stan Lee meant a lot to everybody.
Lots of people, everyone.
You know, but I mean, we all have our different access points to Stan Lee.
Sure.
And most of this, the, and not sounding old, but the younger generation, their access to Stan Lee was the movies.
The cameos.
Yeah, the cameo, yeah. And I think, like, the earliest remembrance I have of Stan Lee is, like, watching reruns of the Spider-Man cartoon where he would do the introduction.
The intros, yeah.
And that, and then when, was it Marvel Action Hour in the 90s?
Yeah.
He did the little in-between sequences and, you know, Stan was always around, but it wasn't like Stan Lee, like the cameo guy. It was Stan Lee's soapbox.
Right.
You read a Marvel comic at the end, you read the soapbox.
Right.
And it was Stan Lee, and you didn't know what his voice sounded like, except if you've seen the cartoon. And it was, hey, it's Stan Lee, blah, blah.
It's Stan Lee, yeah.
Yeah, so, so it's like that's the voice you heard in your head when you read the soapbox. And, you know, the soapbox was definitely Stan.
Yeah.
It wasn't somebody else because, you know, the Stan Lee that everybody seen in his later years, we read that stuff. We read him.
Oh, yeah.
And that. So,
you know, there was that. Like, my favorite Stan Lee cameo is not even a Marvel movie cameo.
Was it Teen Titans Go?
It's Mallrats.
Mallrats. I don't feel like that was a cameo, though, because that's an extended scene.
I guess because he's in it twice, but the whole, like, the whole thing where he's like,
well, when he talks to Brody.
Yeah.
That's like a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's not really a cameo. Wow. That was just cool that, you know, Kevin Smith got him to come in and do that.
That he wanted to do that, too, because, you know, getting asked about is the thing all rock, all over, you know, it's really funny.
Well, yeah. You don't think Stan Lee thought about that?
Oh, I'm sure he did. So Brody was just really obsessed with superhero genitalia.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
But so, yeah, I mean, it's sad. Like you said, it wasn't unexpected.
Yeah. If somebody's 95, I mean, Ditko passed away, too.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, they're not young guys.
They aren't.
It's like, it's a shame, but, you know, they're not young guys. It's like, he had a pretty good darn long life.
Yeah, 95 is a
and
good
he got
life
to see his characters, like, for real on the screen. It's like, who was it? Joe Simon, the co-creator of Captain America.
Yeah, he died right before.
Well, he's seen it though. He's
right,
seen
but
the
he
movie.
Didn't. He didn't like. He didn't see like the finished
he
cut.
He saw like
I
a rough
think.
Cut of
yeah.
the movie, but he got to see Chris Evans as Cap.
Right.
Like, he got to see him in costume because he got to visit the set.
Did he storm Skywalker Ranch to steal a print, a rough print of the movie?
No.
No, not like fanboys.
I think they just, like, they tried to share with all of them that were alive. And Ditko didn't want to participate. But anybody who was alive that created these characters.
Yeah, they were
they got
very
to see
open.
Yeah, a lot of what was going on, and, you know, asked. I think that Marvel is very transparent in asking the opinions of the creators.
Right.
Now, they're not many of them are alive anymore, but, you know, they still try to get the people who have worked on these characters to consult.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get the special thanks of everybody at the end of the movie.
Or they have producer credits
or
whatever.
Yeah. You know, depending on where they are in the sequence of the story. But, I mean, Stan wasn't there just to do cameos. They were, you know, they wanted to know, is it okay?
Well, that's why that Marvel 10-year picture with him, he's front and center.
Right, yeah.
Like, where he deserves to be. Right. Like, you know, it's, he obviously, he did not create the Marvel Universe by himself.
No.
But.
And, I mean, like I said, most of the guys are gone.
Yeah.
I'm sure if Jack was alive, he would have been in that picture.
Yeah. Right
sure,
next to him, right
you
there.
Know, if Ditko was not a recluse, he would have been in that picture.
Well, or he, I think he had died by then, though. By
no, when they did that picture, he
was
still
alive.
Alive? He passed away earlier this year.
They didn't do the picture until this summer, though, right?
No. No, it was done last year.
Okay.
Yeah. They literally got almost everybody in there in, like, September last year to do it.
When they were done.
Because
when they
people
finished.
Were complaining about totally, like, Phil Coulson.
Oh. Clark Gregg.
Clark Gregg. That's it. Sorry. Totally, like, mind blank there.
His first name is Agent.
Yeah. But they complained because he wasn't in the picture, and it's because he was at a convention right. at the time. Because I think he was at New York Comic Con.
Oh, you're right. It was New York yeah. Comic Con. So it was October.
Yeah. So it was like that early October. They got everybody that they could.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's a pretty impressive picture.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. I'd love to have a poster of that.
I'm sure eventually I'm they'll sure do they some kind be. Of print. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like those Vanity Fair covers that they've shot over the years for Star Wars. And that where it's like just the whole cast.
Right.
But it's like, it was just them in street, but it would have been cool to see every one of them in costume.
Yeah.
Like just there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, producers and all that in just street clothes. Just but
walking
like,
around.
You yeah. know, everybody in costume for a one shot would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
So, cool. Anyway, so just RIP Stan Lee, you know, thanks.
Did he had two more cameos or three more cameos to go?
I think three.
Okay.
So,
so it'll be.
He has Endgame.
Endgame,
Homecoming, or Far From Home,
yeah,
and then whatever the third one is,
I don't remember.
Captain Marvel,
yeah, okay, yeah,
so, I think. Marvel. But Far From Home will be.
Hopefully,
his
he's
last
a Skrull.
Oh, that'd be awesome!
That'd be awesome if they shot him as a Skrull.
So that would be so cool. All right, so segueing into Endgame,
yeah,
trailer came out,
set the world on fire.
It was like 287 million views.
I like the meme where somebody said it would have been double that.
Did you see that? My favorite one is the one Aaron shared about Doctor Strange, that he saw
Tony,
Tony
dying,
suffocating the ship, and he picked that one just because he's a dick.
What if this happens, though? What if Tony does die, but they travel back in time so Tony doesn't die?
That's a very Marvel yeah, thing to do.
That is literally a Marvel thing to do.
Not even MCU. That's just right. a Marvel
That's
thing
just
to
a
do.
Marvel,
That's
yeah.
how they roll. I don't. So I won't watch anymore. This is the last. This is the only trailer I'll watch.
They
for
show
it.
Anymore.
I like.
And that trailer's disjointed. I already figured out the order of the trailer is so disjointed that I'm like, wait a minute, that's near the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yep. There is that. It was it was good. It was really good. I'm excited. I think
a very Cap-centric.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's the Russo brothers last time with Chris Evans yeah. because it's Chris Evans last time.
Well, they've said that that's not the case, so we'll see. I don't know what to believe there. The interesting thing what I would have liked to have seen, to be honest, for like
Captain America Man Through Time. Ooh, where he gets cool. yeah. unhinged and travels through time.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen it just be the Endgame logo
yeah.
like comes in and then fades out and then like, you know, dusts away and that dust goes into the Avengers logo forming back.
Yeah.
With the title card then. Yeah. Like if that was it with him saying, we can't fail. Because I don't know what we'll do if we do. Like, I don't know yeah. what to do if we don't win. Like, if that was it, I would be so happy. And if that was it for the marketing of the movie. Because there's no way people aren't going to see this.
No, I mean, this movie could have came out 6 months later and people would have been there.
Yeah.
Could have came out the day after Infinity War. And
oh, my God. Like, if yeah. they would have done it the week after, I would have been. You know what I would have done is I would have gone to see Infinity War. I would have gone to see Endgame. And then later that weekend, I would have gone to just watch
Go
them
see
both
the whole
double
thing. Well,
feature.
They're going to do that yeah. anyways. You know they'll do that like they did Lord of the Rings and everything
yeah.
else. God. They need to do that with Star Wars.
A 22 movie marathon. In
all the Marvels?
Theater. All the Marvel movies.
They've done it. They did it this year, though.
But, like, is it at one time? Like, is that a marathon?
It literally
screening?
Was like you buy your ticket and you come in and you go to the movies. It's a week, like a week's worth of movies.
Yeah.
I mean,
but, like, do you leave?
Stop.
Do you have to leave?
You go home.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying, like, marathon it out. Like,
they are not
like,
going to pay the employees to stay
sell,
there that long.
Sell Red Bull.
Do it at your house, is what they're yeah. saying.
I probably
do it
will.
At your house.
I will. So,
no, because that would cost. Too much for theaters to do that. Mm-hmm. Like they probably would do that like at El Capitan because that is a Disney
sure.
theater.
Yeah.
And that they'll pay their employees to be there for 24 hours. But at a regular theater, I can yeah. see like AMC going, what? No, we're not paying people to be there for 24 yeah. hours.
No, you can buy 5 tickets to see it chunked out yeah. in 4 hour yeah. blocks. So
plus I'd rather sit in the comfort of my own home and watch all the
movies. I agree. So I've been looking at getting a bigger TV too, so
the one that we had in our room at Disney was huge.
Yeah, like 60 inches.
I think it was. Nice. It was, yeah, it covered most of the wall because they've redone all the rooms down there.
So I want to get one that mounts on the wall instead of sits on. Like, I want to mount it. Yeah. But anyway, all right. We'll get to Disney.
I've tried to convince her to let us do that.
I'll have another TV for you. So
yeah. I've talked about taking the thing we have the TV on, like it's a big TV stand.
The stand.
Just taking it off and getting one that covers the entire wall.
That would be just do a projector.
Yeah, that would be cool
too.
So
just paint it white. But as I cycle things up, there will be a TV you can have.
Oh, sure.
But all right. Then moving on to more movie news, Venom.
It's so organized. Moving on.
I know, right? It's like we've been away and I had time
Venom
to plan
comes out
things.
In a couple weeks.
Tuesday.
Oh.
Today.
It came out today?
I think it's out today. What's
That's
today?
Weird,
the 11th?
I didn't put,
maybe it's the 18th.
It has to be because I didn't put it out. I put out Equalizer.
No, digitally. Sorry, digital.
Oh, okay. Smallfoot and Equalizer 2 came out today.
Okay, those came out a couple weeks ago already on iTunes. But yeah, I want to say Venom comes out today. I can answer
on
that
the digital.
Really quickly. On the digital, yeah.
I know Walmart's got some kind of exclusive figure that is one of the Hasbro figures just painted like he looks in the movie.
Oh.
So there's no spider. It's just that black.
That very Spawn looking.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Venom's out today on iTunes. So as of listening to this, you've probably bought and watched Venom several times. So
when's it come out like on DVD Blu-rays?
It didn't say.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, I just
pulled
up iTunes.
It has to be before Christmas,
iTunes,
though.
Yeah.
That would be dumb.
Yeah.
It'll come out the Tuesday after Christmas just because that's Sony.
It's usually like a week or two, you know? So
I would get it out before Christmas, though. I mean, you know, it wasn't a bomb in the theater. I didn't go see it, but
I did not see it either.
No. Oh, okay.
I have zero, and I'm still like, I have zero. Like,
I have an interest in seeing it just because I want to see what it is. So now that I've had friends tell me, it wasn't that bad.
Here's how I'll do it is that, like, I finally bought Deadpool 2 because it was like $8.
Yeah, I think I got it for like $5 on Black Friday.
Yeah, I just bought the digital for like $8. So when Venom hits it like the $7.99 mark on iTunes, then I'll buy it. This movie did almost $213 million domestically, which is huge.
That's
like
huge.
For this movie, like, you know, it's a relatively low budget. It was a $100 million budget. So they made all their money back just from that. Worldwide, it did $851 million worldwide. I mean, it's like the fourth biggest movie of the year.
It's because Tom Hardy is actually a liked actor.
He is a certified box office draw.
Right, yeah.
Which makes Mad Max Fury Road even more frustrating that it did not do more than what it did.
It wasn't a Tom Hardy movie.
Well, I get that, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll see it at some point. Like, I might just wait till
it's kind of like
HBO or something.
Four, where, you know, I bought it when it came out and didn't watch it for 6 months.
Did you watch it finally?
I did watch it. Yeah. Like 6 months later when I was bored and didn't have anything else to really watch.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those ones where it was like, I think I paid $15 for the Blu-ray.
Okay.
Like Blu-ray DVD combo or whatever. And I'm like, it's a $15 movie.
Yeah,
it is.
The interesting thing is it had the top opening
weekend.
I would have
been mad seeing it in a theater.
A Fantastic Four.
Yeah,
like Brian and I.
Oh
were.
Yeah, I would have like probably burnt down that theater.
You listened.
Or
that was the second or third show we did. You listened to that. The just the venom that came.
Oh, yeah.
No pun intended. That came from both of us.
The venom.
So this was the number one October opening of all time, which is crazy to think about.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because it opened to $80 million.
Huh.
So.
Kudos to them.
Yeah, way to go. I mean, I still think it looks really
it's
weird.
It's just one
and,
of those things where it wasn't made for comic book fans.
Which is fine. It's made for Venom fans. And Venom is this interesting character that lives outside of Spider-Man comic in the mainstream media idealism. Because Venom is just kind of... I don't want to sound cheesy, but Venom's like an idea. And it's like, oh, Venom. Venom's awesome. Venom's my favorite comic book character. Have you ever read a Venom comic?
No,
I don't even know who Venom is.
No.
You know, he's the black Spider-Man. black suit Spider-Man.
Yeah.
The black Spider-Man is Miles Morales. Which are you going to see Into the Spider-Verse? Hopefully. I got my tickets. I'm going Saturday afternoon.
When's it come out? This week?
Friday, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So David says it's amazing.
Maybe like a 3-movie marathon on Monday then.
I need to go see Mortal Engines this weekend too. At some
no
point.
No interest in that.
I haven't read any of the books. I only watched that first trailer. But I'm totally Jackson? Intrigued. Yeah. But I want to see what Weta does, to be honest. Like the Weta studio, what the Weta Works does with the special effects. That's the whole reason I want to go to the movie.
Yeah.
So
no, I need to see Wreck-It Ralph, Fantastic Beasts.
I need to see Wreck-It Ralph.
And now Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I have a very strange relationship with the Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'm not going to say anything about it.
Sure.
So, because I don't want to spoil it for you. Anyway, so then getting into some trailers.
Yeah. Because
there's a whole bunch of trailers that landed besides Endgame. We got Godzilla King of Monsters second
like the
trailer.
Full trailer.
The full trailer. Yeah. It looks pretty cool. I'm pretty excited by it.
Well, you get to see the monsters. So it's like you get to see Mothra. You get to see Ghidra.
Right.
I think Anguirus.
Yeah.
I think that's who that is.
It was. It's kind of what we had asked for from the first one.
I know the major monsters, but like when it comes to the secondary monsters, I'm kind of like, I think that's Anguirus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But Ghidra, I'm like, yeah, it's like, all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one was good. And I'm excited. I liked that first Godzilla movie. I really like Ken Watanabe in this trailer. You know, kind of.
I liked that they brought back as many people as they did. Like, what's his name? David Strathairn's back. And what's her name from Shape of Water is back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Shape of Water.
I haven't watched
it. I actually liked
it.
It's on HBO.
I bought it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We did our Black Friday right before we left.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Oh, I don't remember.
A lot
of movies.
You didn't send me the typical like Black Friday haul picture. So
yeah. I don't think I took one because we left the next morning.
So, okay. And then we've got the second Captain Marvel trailer.
Yes.
Which I thought was.
You see more Skrull.
Infinitely better than the first.
Yeah.
Well,
I like that we actually seen a detailed scroll like
running in motion
and everything,
not just a picture.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying. Okay, so
who
if Sam
Nick Fury likes cats,
yeah, right. So I love that. But if Sam Jackson looks as good on the big screen as he does on the small screen,
mm-hmm.
man, they have nailed that de-aging
yeah.
CG and makeup combination.
Yeah,
they've nailed it.
Which makes me wonder why Ray Park is not coming back as Snake Eyes in the Snake Eyes movie.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I didn't.
It's kind of crappy.
Is it because he's too old?
It's because they literally said in the article is because he's too old and he's only like 42.
Yeah. He's like
40. You know, he's
in his
mid-40s.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's this thing called CG, you know? That you can,
but Snake Eyes wears a mask.
Snake Eyes wears a mask. I'm like, in the comic book origin of Snake Eyes, you see his face once.
Right.
And I'm like, so you see his face in the movie once, and it's like you just CG him.
What does
old,
it matter
younger?
If it's an old guy?
Well, I mean, Darth Maul looks older than Ray Park in Solo.
Yeah.
Spoiler. If you haven't seen it by now, he looks older than Ray Park. Like
right.
They made him look older.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so you can literally age and de-age people now in these movies. So it's like, and Snake Eyes is only going to have his mask off for one sequence of the movie.
Then why not?
And I'm like,
Ray Park?
Have you been watching Ray Park's Instagram where he's been flipping lightsabers around like a maniac?
Well, you like the whole thing where he's like, where they said, do you want to come back and play Maul? And he got back into shape to play Maul.
Well, right, yeah.
And he was used as a hologram.
Yeah.
You know?
But there's a possibility that he may be back as Maul again.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
If they do another one.
Yeah.
So, all right. No, but the Captain Marvel trailer was good. I'm happy that they did not include her in the Endgame trailer. I don't think they should show anything of her Endgame until after that movie comes out. And even then, they should not show anything of her in those trailers.
No.
They can just say, hey, she's in it. She's in it. She plays a role. That's all you need to know.
I don't think we really need to see anything.
I don't want to see anything
Cap
else.
And
anyway.
Black Widow.
Yeah.
Like, you can recut the scenes that you've already shown.
Yeah.
And maybe show some action scene.
Hey, it's Scott.
I mean, it was cool we got to see Ronan.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really
That was
neat.
Cool.
So, which just, I think they did that just to answer some questions and not have people like, well, where's Hawkeye?
Then they answered the question of where's Ant-Man,
Hawkeye's
too,
not in there.
Right.
It's Ronan.
Ronan.
I do like that he pulled up in Luis's van, though.
I think Luis is going to be there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So.
I think Luis is the one who gets him out of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go through and watch any of the like scene by scene breakdowns?
The only thing I watched was I went back and watched the trailer because someone had put that picture of Shuri being one of the people missing. And I was talking to a guy I work with because he's a big Marvel movie fan and that. I said, what if she isn't missing? What if she's Black Panther?
Mm.
Yeah. I'm like, what if she's Black Panther and, you know, they don't know it.
What if she made some synthetic heart-shaped herb?
Yeah. I'm just like.
Or leaf. What was it? Herb cool. or leaf?
Well, remember. She could build a costume like Iron Man type
That's
of costume.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very, very true. But no, anyway,
I'd be
Captain
curious
Marvel
to see
was...
who all was part of the decimation since it has a name.
Yeah,
now.
They named it.
Yeah.
Although I did like the snappening. I'm not going to lie.
The snappening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just
that couldn't be an official name, though.
No, it couldn't. But.
The decimation was kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, it is. It's a really neat idea, especially because like the whole idea.
I mean,
Roman
that trailer had a lot of like highlight moments.
Yeah,
but it was one where it was like, there's no meat to it at all.
And can we really trust a trailer from the Russos?
No, not at all.
So,
not at all.
Ant-Man's not in the movie. That scene was just for the trailer.
No, he's gonna be like, I already traveled back. I brought the Avengers with me.
Yeah. They all roll out of their younger selves roll out of the van.
Exactly. And those uniforms that they keep showing
and,
as a rumor.
And it's Edward Norton as the Hulk.
Nice. But like they keep showing those uniforms like from the toys. And like everybody's wearing an Avengers superhero looking uniform. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, those are time travel uniforms.
Yeah.
It's like they're going to wear them and then like they're not going to wear them.
Yeah. Captain Marvel 90s is interesting. Obviously, her movie's not going to necessarily tie into this.
No, it's just going to be that she has the power cosmic.
I think so. The Silver Surfer power cosmic.
It looks like the power cosmic.
Okay, which is fine.
Well,
care,
or some but. Kind of power cosmic.
Well,
you
she's
know?
Got like the. I mean, she shoots the blasts and stuff.
Right,
so
yeah.
I'm interested to see because they changed her origin in the comics.
They've made her on a level that is like you know high power level.
Like,
so there's a line in there where Nick says something about her being necessary in the future or something like that. And it's like, oh, well, okay. We know where that's going.
Yeah. I think what'll happen is we'll get like the her end credit teaser will be her answering that page.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Now I don't want her to show up in Endgame and save Tony. Right.
Now you just ruined it because that's probably what's going
to
happen.
What? No. What I want is I want Korg and Valkyrie to show up and save Tony.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go to Earth
and save
our friend Thor.
Cool.
Want to go away?
Yeah.
You want to come with us?
Because Thor thinks everybody's dead.
Right.
And it's like, you know, if a bunch of
I mean, they got away. They said that they got away.
But
so.
If a bunch of Asgardians show up, you know, then Thor will be back to, you know, not being
Moby.
Depressed.
I lost my hammer, like,
well, he's yesterday. Sitting at, he's sitting in the gym, like, fuck, I should have put it in his head.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I thought this scene with him was cool because he was just in street clothes.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and like, he's in a hoodie, all mopey. I will say the other thing about the Captain Marvel is I love how bright everything is.
Well, yeah.
It's like, 90s. Hey, freaking DC, look at how you do your super bright character.
Yeah.
Because your super bright character who's got like cosmic powers that can fly around in space and stuff like that, you made it dark and mopey.
Superman?
Yeah. No, Batman.
They're done. Yeah. They're done with. They'll redo all those again.
I don't know, man. Aquaman's getting huge buzz. This is the worst thing that could happen.
Aquaman looks good.
I don't know.
Like that new trailer, it actually looks like it's going to be a good movie.
I will reserve judgment for
well,
when I see
like
it, but I have very low... Now, Bumblebee has me interested. So.
Well, and everybody that's seen Bumblebee, as I think Rotten Tomatoes has got 100%.
Yeah.
So it's like, that means everybody liked it.
You know why?
Because they go to Cybertron. Because
John Cena's in there, but you can't see him. You
can't see him, yeah.
He's there, but he's not there.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's just because of Cybertron. Just that whole sequence of Cybertron probably sold all the fans.
Yeah. So the big thing coming out of Bumblebee for me as a wrestling fan is John Cena's hair. Right? Because his hair's getting long.
The 80s hair?
Well, but he grew his hair out, right?
Right, yeah.
And he's not cutting it anytime soon, he said. And people are freaking out about it. And it's like, let him, leave him alone. Let's
see what happens.
He's going to grow his hair out long. He's going to have,
on Graham Norton,
the big long
and I was
hair,
like,
wrestling hair.
Like, huh. I'm like, his hair's getting long.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's probably got another role.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because they're like, oh, he stole JBL's haircut. Like, things like that. So, I love that
stuff.
I just
look forward to seeing, like, you know, John Cena's got the potential to be like Dwayne Johnson is. He has that potential.
Yes. I'm trying to think of how I can say this without sounding really mean, because I love John Cena. Like, I think everything he does for wrestling and wrestling fans is awesome.
Yeah.
He's not as likable as The Rock.
Well, no, but he could, you know, we'll see it with this movie as the star potential.
Yeah.
And that. So, I mean, well, Haley Steinfeld or whatever her name is, we know her star potential.
Yeah, she's, you know, I mean,
ever since she showed up in what you call it, with Jeff Bridges, the remake of why can't I get it today? True Grit.
Yeah,
True Grit. Yeah, the remake of that. Yeah. I mean, that was her first.
I mean,
movie
she had Oscar like buzz for that. Yeah. So,
I mean, you know, she's done a lot now where it's like, eh, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
John Cena is who I want to see.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see, you know, I want to see Cybertron, but I want to see how's.
Did you see Blockers?
How G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Did you watch Blockers?
No, I haven't watched
Blockers. He's really
yet.
Good in Blockers. So.
Yeah. I want to see how G.I. Joe does in that movie.
You think he's G.I. Joe?
I'm very curious to see
do
if
Do
they,
you think. Okay. So how cool is it if he's the linchpin to the new shared
the new
universe?
G.I. Joe.
What if he's like Matt Tracker's dad?
That would be kind of cool, too. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
That comes out, what, Christmas week?
Yeah, the week after.
I'll wait.
So.
I'll be waiting. No, it comes out.
It's a Wednesday. No, the week after Spider-Verse. So.
Yeah.
Or like that Wednesday or whatever. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll wait until after Christmas.
I'm stoked. I'm definitely going to have to try and find a bunch of time to go see movies. Okay, then another trailer that came out, which I did not see until you got here, was Brightburn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very well documented my feeling about horror movies on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to say, after watching that trailer, I am all in for this movie.
But it's not like a horror movie. It
right.
just has a horror element to
right.
it. It's kind of like, you know, and I mean, it's a James Gunn produced movie. So James Gunn can get around the horror without like tainting the horror at the same time.
So, it looks cool.
The horror is Superman has gone bad.
It's like, what happens if he goes through puberty and just gets pissed off?
Yeah.
Right? So.
Or doesn't feel belong. Like, his parents, like, you can watch that trailer and know that Pa is not very supporting.
Right.
And I'm going to go with the Superman thing on it.
Yeah. Oh,
Pa,
no, it's straight
Pa
up Superman.
Definitely not supporting.
So, yeah. Like you said, Elizabeth Banks is Ma Kent.
Yeah.
And then Roy from The Office is Pa.
Yeah.
And he's,
I mean,
like, he's scared
like
of him.
He's scared of him.
And so this is kind of like the nail with the Amish people who were afraid of his power. And so they just like taught him to ignore it. And it wasn't there. And like,
but they weren't afraid of him, like paranoid afraid.
Right.
They were just, you know, use your gifts, but don't, you know,
use your gifts, but don't use your gifts.
Well, it's like you're not going out into the world to save the world. You're just using your gifts like we use all of our stuff, you know?
Yep.
And I mean, that was a quick sequence too, because, you know, he found out that he was Superman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, that was...
Or Kal-El.
Kal-El. Yep. He was never Clark, so...
He's Jebediah.
Jebediah. I'm glad I finally read that.
Yeah,
I read it probably 20 years too late. I will say, just speaking of comics that I've been enjoying, because I know I did say Darth Vader.
Sure.
The Heroes in Crisis.
Yeah.
Is really good.
I'll wait for the trade.
I think so. It feels like very much like a very dark real world version of the DC universe,
yeah,
which is cool, kind of like in a really cool way.
What you call it? Crisis Identity? Was it Identity? No.
Yeah, Identity Crisis. Identity we talked crisis. About that on the phone. It's like I told you on the phone. It's Identity Crisis, just more murdery and less mind rapey.
What's like the new Spider-Geddon one? I picked up maybe the first issue of it. I'm like, I'm just gonna go with trades on this.
And then
because they do too much like tie-in stuff, and it's like, woof.
X-Men Extermination was really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the news about where Cyclops may or may not have died.
No.
So a character who may or may not have been Cyclops got a spear thrown through the visor.
Oh, okay.
And it was young Cyclops.
Oh, okay.
But one of the things I'm kind of disappointed about comics lately is the solicitations.
Yeah.
Because Adult Cyclops is coming back in April.
Okay.
Like, so why would that be in the solicitations? Why is that not in the last page of a comic book?
Because they got to sell the comic beforehand. Well, it's the idea that they don't communicate with the comic book stores enough anymore.
Right.
I mean, you talked to Jeff. I've talked to Jeff. Used to, DC and Marvel would call every week.
Yeah.
Ask them, how's books going?
They had directors of sales and sales agents. Yeah,
they had
people
that would just call like regions.
But it's because it all goes through
and
Diamond
I don't think
now.
They have it now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Diamond rules the rules the roost on that one.
Anyway, all right. So we are going to take a quick ad break from our friends at Flying Pork Apparel, and then we're going to come back and talk about Johnny's Big Adventure.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
Let's be honest, shall we? The t-shirt thing isn't going away anytime soon, so you might as well get a garment with some backbone, yes? Well, here comes the Flying Pork Apparel Company to address all your shirty moments in life with honor and respect. Maybe we create a custom tee for your shirty office party or knock out some smashing jerseys for your shirty softball team. There's also plenty of wearable tee designs available on our website. Having said all that, have a shirty day and visit us at flyingporkapparel.com. That's flyingporkapparel.com.
All right, we're back. So make sure you guys go to flyingporkapparel.com. That's flyingporkapparel.com and get shirty with it. Or quit being so shirty. So I like, he has a shirt, one of the shirts that says mature content. This shirt contains nudity.
Okay.
Because, the shirt, you're naked under the shirt.
Yeah, you're naked underneath.
Anywho. Yeah, and make sure you guys check out our shirts on there. There's four of them right now, and they're all very cool. So
cool.
Johnny even has one. Actually, you have two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I just ordered one of the new ones, so we'll see how that works. I had to reorder a whole bunch of clothes.
Because you've lost weight.
I'm down 65 pounds. So I went from a 2XL to an L. So like all my stuff has been cycled.
My shirt's big just because my shoulders are broad.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I could probably fit into like a medium right now, but I like flowiness you. So, but yeah. Oh, I got to show you my jacket that I got.
Yeah.
It's super nerdy. So
did you buy one of those Hoth jackets?
No, but that came out after I bought the. It's not the Bespin jacket.
I looked at that and went, nah, I don't need that.
It's not the Bespin jacket, but it is inspired by the Bespin fatigues.
Okay.
And I love it. And I was joking around with my friend at work yesterday. It's like, she's like, so do you like the jacket? I said, yeah, I feel like the flow force is flowing through and around me and connecting me to all things. She's like, God. You're such a fucking nerd.
We'll just push you out a window.
Yeah. Put me out of my misery in the coat. All right. So you went to Disney again.
Yeah.
And it's because Joe Caroni says, you go to Disney every week. So
I wish I went to Disney every week, but that would mean
every year.
But if I went every week, that meant I was living down there.
Well, I keep waiting for the visit where you come back and hey, I need help packing, we're moving to Orlando.
It wouldn't even be that. It would literally be like, truck's packed, we're gone. Didn't even tell anybody.
But
we left all the furniture in the house.
Hey, can you go burn the house down for me and make it look like a scam or make it look like an accident?
Make it look like a meteor hit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I had
you. I'd just be like, "Could you go check the house?" And there'd be a for sale sign in the front yard.
Well, I had BB-8 attack your house this year.
I seen that.
I always try and do something fun with the little Star Wars app there. So
I was just like, "What just happened?" And I had to watch it again. Like, what just happened?
Well, let's see. I've had a meteor fall on it. I had an AT-AT crush it.
Yeah.
I BB-8 now. I forget what the other one was. There was another one, but
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think the boulder fell on my car.
Yeah. I don't save them, so yeah. I just text them and delete them. So.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys went down actually early, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We went down.
Like now, what did you do before you went to Disney?
Day early. We went to a comic book store I've been wanting to check out forever down there. We stayed at a resort outside of Disney for a night and went down to Coliseum of Comics in Kissimmee. They have like eight or nine locations throughout Florida. And that, like, I think there's one down in Tampa, and there's you go on their Facebook page. It's all listed on
sure.
And that, but we went to the Kissimmee one 'cause it was 5 minutes down the road and hung out there for a while. They were having Black Friday sales. It's one of those things where I'm not buying as many comics as I used to.
Right.
So it was just one of those things where it was finding something to buy.
Yeah.
And that, and just enjoying walking around and hearing the employees talk to customers and, you know, hearing them talk about the business there and how, you know, it runs and that. They were very accommodating.
Cool.
And that, so.
Well, I know you texted me asking about books. They had a cool pop section.
They had giant hawks right inside the doors. I mean,
yeah, those hawks were awesome.
Yeah, the hawks were pretty awesome.
Yeah, my first question, are those for sale?
Yeah, no.
I can't afford one, but I want one.
I don't even know how they would get it out of the store.
Yeah.
I mean, the doors are double doors, mm-hmm. but I'm like, hey, how did they get those in there?
They were inverted.
They just cut this roof open and put them down in there.
So, yeah, I was when you asked about like the action figure covers, I was kind
of
like hopeful.
They had a very large selection of like current back issues, mm-hmm. and then they had a very large selection of older back issues. Like, they had them separate from each other, and I was like, that's a cool idea.
You know what I should have asked you for is if they had the Scotty Young Fantastic Four 3.
Which one was it?
It was number 3, I believe, is Johnny Storm.
Oh, so. I don't remember.
Because I have Reed
and
Sue.
I think I've seen one, but I don't remember which one I've seen.
Because I got Reed and Sue of a Bell Book.
Oh, okay.
When we went up for that sale. But and I did the Scotty Young Namor this past week.
There's a Scotty Young Namor?
Yeah, it's really cool.
I haven't seen that one yet. But yeah, Coliseum of Comics was fun. And then we did Disney. Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. He made that one look serious, actually.
Yeah, he's all like grim and determined. So, but yeah, it's one of those things. So, you know, you sent me those pictures, and it's like, you know,
of the store?
Yeah, of the one store.
I didn't want to take a lot of pictures of it in there, but I mean, because obviously, like I said, you can go on their Facebook page and look. And that, but you know, they had a pretty good setup. Like the flow of the store was really good, and that, and like I said, the employees were, you know, very accommodating, mm-hmm. and you know, made sure that you were okay.
Yeah. Oh,
we were in there for like an hour and a half.
Nice.
Like looking around and that, and just. You know, I picked up like 5 books.
We have to plan some sort of like comic book store visiting for Celebration in Chicago. We gotta find a store or two to visit while we're there.
Yeah,
big city comic book stores are interesting, right? They're just it's a little different experience.
I've been Indianapolis. Some of the stores are actually in the city,
right?
And that's different. That's different than like a suburb store. And that with this store, it's like, I think that whoever runs the company, because it is a company pretty much, is smart that like that store is in a very touristy area. So, you know, they were very like accessible to tourists.
Very cool.
But they also had like a gaming area for their gamers.
Cool. And,
you know, they knew like, you know, they know what to sell. Like, pops are very popular down there anyways. So they were like showing people, this is our pop area that was part of their Black Friday deal. So they were like, you know, these are on a deal and all that type of stuff.
Right.
They had like expensive statues. So like you don't go to Up and Away, but I've been in Up and Away a few times.
I'm not familiar with that store.
Yeah, you know what it is. You can't play that game. but like Up and Away has some statues out displayed in that. They had cases with statues.
Oh,
like
really?
The bat belts and
nice.
Like just different stuff where it's like, you know,
were the
$700 for some of the stuff because it was that high end.
Did they have like the black and whites? Like
they had a few of those, but like it was all just regular retail prices.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the Dick Grayson Batman one.
Oh,
that's one I've been after.
Yeah.
So
you'd always send them a message and find out if they have.
You know, I need to just go down to Comics Games because I'm pretty sure Mike has it.
Check local first. Yeah, but yeah, it was cool. They were cool guys and that.
Cool.
So. I don't remember their names. I remember that the one guy said that his son's middle name is after Silver Surfer, so his middle name's Rad.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was like, that's cool. Yeah.
Nice.
That was fun, and then we went to Disney.
Yeah, and so you got to see some of the Star Wars like pre-production stuff, right?
Star Wars Land's right next to Toy Story Land.
Okay. So and like, Toy Story Land just opened, right?
Toy Story Land opened this year, and it was a madhouse.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, but we were down there at a time that wasn't as busy, I guess. Like a week where it's kind of not as busy.
Okay.
But it's still like crowded, and that's the most popular place in that park right now.
Okay.
But the way that the gate works, you can see right over into Star Wars Land. So I was like snapping pictures of that, and that was kind of cool. And then like they have a lot of the pre-production stuff. Like what they're showing, what they're willing to show in the Walt Disney Presents building.
Yeah.
And that was kind of cool to take a picture of it as it's being built. And then the production thing is exactly one of the buildings is exactly the building that you can see in picture I took in the picture of the pre-production picture.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Nice. Yeah. The picture that you shared of like the model and stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That place is going to be crazy.
Yeah, I'm excited to.
Well, they've expanded like you know we've been going off and on for 10 years now, and the Hollywood Studios parking lot isn't done yet, but it's bigger than I've ever seen it.
Right.
Because we got turned around and had to drive behind the park, so we got to see Star Wars Land from behind too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like literally we took a wrong turn and went down an employee entrance and just went behind and drove back out. But it was like, funny. Oh, cool. There's Star Wars Land.
Nice.
So,
yeah,
that was fun.
So one of the ladies who was in my like all day meetings used to work for. She was a project manager for Star Wars Land. And she like left. And it's like, what's wrong with you? Like,
yeah.
That's not right, man.
Yeah. People leave Disney.
Yeah, they totally leave Disney.
Yeah. It's not for everybody. No. I mean, it's not for everybody who goes there to see it or experience it. So,
like, I keep saying, like, if I never go to Disney again, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But, like, I definitely want to go see Star Wars Land.
Sure, yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Well,
where
I think, like, they're trying to assess what the number will be when Disneyland opens in the spring.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, like, 200,000 people in the first month.
Oh wow.
Just for that. And I'm like, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
So I think Disney World is supposed to open September, October.
Okay.
So I'm like,
you were thinking it would probably open even a little earlier, right?
They don't know.
Okay.
I mean, and the progress is from where I could see the progress is pretty good, but you know, we don't know.
Right. Right.
So we shall see.
So what was the coolest thing in Toy Story Land?
I don't know. Midway Mania's set up different, but you got to see Mr. Potato Head. Like, we had a fast pass.
Yeah.
But you could still see Mr. Potato Head doing his comedy act, which was kind of cool. We did not get on Slinky Dog at all because we couldn't get a fast pass at all for that. But you could... Like, Slinky Dog was cool to watch. Like, the ride, like, goes through the whole area.
So, it's a car? Like, you're in a little coaster?
Yeah. I mean, it's
a coaster. I haven't seen pictures or anything.
It's literally a coaster.
Okay.
So it's the slinky dog.
Now, does it like stretch out and like the cars like come back together?
No, that would be cool. But like, it's just a cool looking ride, and it goes literally through the whole park.
Okay.
The whole Toy Story Land area.
Yeah.
So that was cool. We got to ride the Pizza Planet Aliens ride, which was fun.
The Claw.
I think out in the claw's in the, and like literally one of the aliens is hanging from the claw in the middle of the ride.
Nice.
But I think out at Disneyland it's Cars version of that. So it's the tractors.
Yeah. We've done that where they tip over. Oh no, it's the tires. Yeah. The tire like did you have to lean to steer it?
No. It literally like was hooked to a spaceship. And it just swings you around on.
That's the tractor.
That's the tractor. Yeah. So it's the same ride, just with a different facade.
I mean, you can come out there with us next year when we go, and we can do a podcast live from Disney, totally low key, just like walk around with lavalier mics on and be like, "Wow, hell, word, this is Disneyland." So
yeah,
that'd be funny.
We've talked about going to Disneyland.
Yeah, but you'd have to take time to drive, because
probably.
Or you could just drug her. Load her up like on Valium.
She'd be like, "You ain't getting me on no plane, Hannibal."
Then you have to give her coconut curry and toast.
Plates. I'm sure that if it really was like, we won a trip or something, that would be, or hey, if Disney wants to fly us out there,
maybe.
Yeah.
You guys go every year.
So we went and looked at a couple of the different resorts because all the Christmas decorations were up. Tell you what, if I was going to stay at a resort, it used to be Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
Like if Disney was just like, "Come on down, you get to stay at whatever resort you want to." Wilderness Lodge.
Okay.
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Looking.
Now, can you go and like just walk around the other like hotels?
Yeah, there's parts of the resorts that are not accessible because you pay a certain fee to go to certain areas.
Yeah.
And that, but like, most of the resorts are accessible. They want you to come and look, so you come and stay.
Yeah.
So like, they're happily inviting people to just, get on a bus and ride over to this resort and check it out. And, if you have any questions, ask people that work there.
Cool.
But it was just cool to see the decorations of the different places because everybody had their own kind of setup.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Thankfully, we were there when we were, because I heard that some of the monorails were having difficulty after we left.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What'd you go and break the monorails for, Johnny?
I do not know.
Why you got to break the monorails, Johnny?
Totally.
Come on, Johnny.
I think they need to replace the monorails. They're getting a little old.
Yeah.
So
is it going to be like the Springfield monorail where it's just going to go off the tracks and...
Springfield monorail.
The Simpsons.
Oh, okay. I was like, what's Springfield?
Wasn't Leonard Nimoy in that episode?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, one of the monorails, the doors got stuck, and people got stuck going around the track.
Cool.
For like an hour or something. Sucks. Yeah.
All right. So a lot of stuff has changed, man, while we've been gone.
Yeah.
It's been fun. I'm happy to be back. I hope you're excited to be back. Yeah. I hope you guys are excited that we're back. So.
Oh, the other comic book stores.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
On the way back, we checked out a place like north of Orlando called Windu's Comics and Collectibles. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
It's a smaller store.
Did you write all these down?
Yeah, I wrote them down on there. And then in Knoxville, there's a small comic book store called Nirvana Comics.
Yeah.
That I had stopped at last year. And
is that the one with the door where it's a wood door, like green wood door, where you got to like kind of step up?
No. It's kind of out of the way. Like you don't even see it from the road because it's behind the building.
Is it downtown?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's up by McKay's, actually.
Okay, because I went into one of the comic book stores last time. I mean, because I've been to Knoxville a few times.
Yeah.
And I forget the name. It was like Dragon something, maybe. And it was awful. Like, one, the guy smoked in there.
Oh, okay.
Which, whatever. It's his store. He can do what he wants, I guess.
That's kind of like a thing that you don't do, though.
Yeah.
It's like kind of having dogs in your comic book stores.
Or cats.
Cats aren't as bad.
But
because,
cat pee is the worst.
If they pee on the books. Yeah. But if they're trained to go into the litter box. No, this place I found last year.
Yeah.
And I think it was new pretty much. And stopped in there for probably about a half hour. Picked up some older, like used books that were marked down. So
Nice.
And that, but he's got a good selection of back issues and a lot of trade paperbacks. And that, it's just in the basement of a building.
Okay.
So you got to go behind the building to go into it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's neat. I always like those like little out of the way stories.
Yeah, we had a discussion about Wesley Crusher because he was watching one of the Next Generation episodes.
And how he was horrible and should have been teleported into the middle of space.
No. More how they didn't know to write him because
it's kind of hard to write. They really didn't know how to write it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially that writing room.
Yeah. Well, you know. They can write good characters.
It was so hit or miss.
Sometimes, yeah.
So.
Yeah. But yeah, then we went to both the McKay's in Chattanooga and Knoxville like we do.
Yeah, you sent me those pictures. That place looks cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to. That's a road trip.
If you're from here in Ohio and you're going south, you know, make it a stop. Make sure you're going to be able to, you know, spend 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of books, if you're a fan of music, if you're a fan of comic books, if you've been to Half Price Books.
Yeah.
This is like Half Price Books on steroids.
Nice.
So we've never been to the one in Nashville. So that might be a goal for this year coming
up.
Did
you say Nashville?
So there's one in Nashville.
Okay.
There's one in Chattanooga. And there's one in Knoxville.
Okay.
The two in Chattanooga and Knoxville are close to the highway.
Okay.
So you literally just get off an exit, get back on the highway.
Yeah, I've driven by it.
And we've been stopping there since Dragon Con years. Wow. Like we found the one in Knoxville during Dragon Con. And the one in Chattanooga is actually like in the newer building because when we found that one, it was in a different building altogether.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Yeah, those places are cool.
Nice.
And it got cold in Florida.
Yeah, you were saying that. And then it gets kind of cold when it's cold down there, though, because it's so humid.
Wind, it was the wind that, like, it rained and the temperature dropped, and then it really dropped. So there was one day where I wore a jacket, and I've never worn a jacket down there before. Walking around in shorts, but I had a jacket on.
Did you bring it with you, or did you have to buy it?
I brought it with me. Well, you know, we knew what we were coming back to.
Yeah.
So...
freezing cold dryness.
The winter coat was in the vehicle and the jacket was in there because we didn't know how cool it would get down there at night. One night it did drop into the 30s, so by the time we left it was 88 degrees and by the time I got back here it was 22 degrees and I was like, I just want to go back.
Yeah The other day I walked out it was like 17 degrees and it's like
I can see why people move to warm climates.
Yeah.
Especially like, you know, if you have arthritis or something like that, you know. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun to go down there.
Yeah, it's awesome. So do you have anything? Are you anywhere between now and April?
No. No. Maybe up to Kokomo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean.
I think I might try to meet Casey up there sometime this month.
Cool.
Pick up some items that I purchased from him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
his liquidation.
His liquidation sale.
All right. Well, on that note.
We are out of here.
So I haven't recorded a new outro yet.
That's fine. Spotify.
So we're on iTunes. Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Google.
Just go to the website.
Yeah, you go to the website, you can find everything. Check out our Comixology link to get 30-day free trial for Comixology Unlimited.
Yeah.
Shout out to Michael Henry for our new music, which is fun and different and kind of unique. So that's cool. Thanks, Michael. And don't forget to take care of your nakedness with shirts from Flying Pork Apparel.
We're going to have to put an R rating on this show.
Explicit.
Check out the links for all the
Just stores. Go to infamouspodcast.com. You can do everything. Actually, if you click on go to infamouspodcast.com and click on the shop link, it'll take you right to our shop at
Infamous, and then all the stores I talked about, we'll try to get the links. We'll have links to everything in there. Yeah.
We'll have links to all the trailers and that kind of stuff too. So on that note, we're happy to be back. Welcome
nice
back
to
listening. Make sure you guys like and share and, you know, help get the word back out that we're back. The boys are back.
The men are
back. And then, you know, it's always helpful for 5-star reviews on iTunes.
Yeah.
You know,
does Spotify have any kind of review system?
Not that I can see. Hmm. So,
alrighty.
It's interesting. Like, I can't even get in. There's like no back end for me to look at. So it's okay. Like I submitted the URL and it's just there now. So when it goes up. The other thing, these episodes are coming out on Sundays now instead of Fridays. If you guys don't like that, let us know, because we are totally open to other days of the week as well. Just email me at contact@infamouspodcast.com.
Yeah.
And any feedback you have is welcome and awesome. So cool. Check out us. Check out our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That's all live.
You really
again,
don't know
so.
How to close out at this point.
I forget because like, well, I mean, we spent probably what, like 60 episodes where it was just like, all right, see ya. And then I'd hit play. So I got to record a new one.
All right. Anyway. See ya.
Later. The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @InfamousPodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.